We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to the March or Die podcast. My name is Jeremy. Looking forward to spending a few minutes with you today. And I want to talk about something that is absolutely essential if we're going to be able to move forward, march on when our world is falling apart. That is what we talk about on this show, how to move forward when it seems like so much of your world is out of control. I think we can all relate to that to one degree or another. How do we move forward? We're going to talk about that today. But before we do, if you have not yet subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do that. You can subscribe, hit the notification bell. That lets you know when more content comes online. We'd love to share that with you as well. If you're not watching on YouTube, you can listen on any just about podcast platform. Thank you for doing that. Go ahead and make sure you subscribe to that as well so that when the new episodes are produced and pushed out, typically on Saturday mornings, you'll have the opportunity to get on those and not miss a single episode. Looking forward to the future. I've got some guests lined up that I know that you'll enjoy. Looking forward to talking to them as well. But on this podcast, if you've listened at all, you know that the topic we discuss very broadly is how to deal with life's battles, how to move forward in the face of adversity and difficulty and all of the things that we all experience in our lives. There is an essential element, it's really a mindset element, that we have to understand and we have to adopt if we're going to be successful when the battles come. I think for a lot of us, we do our best to go through life and avoid getting in trouble, avoid the battles, avoid the problems, avoid anything that would be difficult. And then when the battles do come, we do the best we can to get through them. Sometimes we find ourselves in the middle of a battle, in the middle of a fight, and we begin looking for resources, trying to figure out how to navigate our way forward, asking ourselves the question, what do we do now? What do we do now? In the past, I've talked about preparation. I believe that if we are going to be successful when the fight comes to us, we have to be prepared. There are a lot of things that we can do. I've mentioned several in other episodes. You can go back and listen to those. I did a whole episode just on preparation. But one of the things that we can do to be prepared when the battle comes is something I like to call mastering the mundane. Mastering the mundane. I've done videos about this before. I've written blog posts about this before. But mastering the mundane. We need to master the everyday. The principle is this, it's very simple. If we cannot master the everyday events that we experience, that is raising our kids if we have children, preparing meals, exercising in a disciplined way, spending time doing the other disciplines that are important to us personally, going to work and doing a good job, doing the stuff that is mundane, meaning it's not always boring, but it's mundane in that it makes up the majority of our lives. These are the routines that we go through. These are the exercises in various relationships and areas of life that we deal with all of the time. It's the mundane. It's the minutiae. It's the stuff we just have to do. So often, we look at the stuff we just have to do, the mundane, as being unusual or unimportant. Since it's not exciting, it's not the stuff we want to put pictures of on YouTube or on Facebook or on other social media platforms, it's not the stuff we think anyone cares about, we then conclude it's also unimportant. But if we're going to be successful when the battles do come, we need to win the small fights, even those that seem insignificant. We need to learn how to master the mundane. I put a video on Instagram last week, and if you don't follow me on Instagram, go check that out. That's where I spend most of my social media time. Also have some stuff on Facebook as well, but Instagram's a great place. I put a video on there last week, and the video specifically talked about how I, several weeks ago, signed up for a running race. Now, I have been a runner most of my life since I was very young. It's the thing I've kind of always come back to. I've done a lot of different things in terms of fitness, but running is something I've always come back to since I was in elementary school. So I've been a runner for a long time, but I've never raced. I've never entered a 5K or a 10K or anything like that. I've never done any of that. I was involved one time when I was in the Marine Corps in Okinawa. Our battalion put on a race. It was 27 miles. There was various stages and obstacles there. This was early 2000s. This was before the obstacle races were cool. And we did one as a team, and it was a whole thing, but that was very different. But really, I've never raced. I've run, but I've never raced. I set a goal for myself to extend my runs, to run more miles, to be more consistent. And in order to do that, I put a goal in front of myself. And so I signed up for a race. It's a 50K trail run. It's a 50K trail race. I won't be racing. I will simply be attempting to finish. But it is a race. There are medals that will be given to the first, second, and third place finishers. I'll see that, I guess, on social media later. They'll probably be home before I get in. 50K, that's 31.1 miles. It's pretty long. It's not undoable. It falls into that ultra run category, but it's not a 100-mile race or anything like that. It's very doable, slightly longer than a marathon. But it was something that I've never done and something that I knew would motivate me to get up every morning and follow the training plan that I have. And I've got a training plan that I'm following. Short days, long days, various things that I have to do to get ready for this. And it's been a great tool for me. I'm getting ready for it May 1st. I'll let you know how it turns out. But in the process of this, one of the lessons that I've learned, and not just with this, but in life and in other endeavors, I will eventually, May 1st, hopefully, if COVID allows, I will, on May 1st, stand with a group of other people and someone will say, go. And then for the next 6 or so hours, I will be running with the same people. Some will quit. Some will finish faster than me. Some will finish at the same time as me. A lot of things are going to go on. But the moment will come when, if I can use the analogy, the battle will take place. It's going to happen. Now, I could decide that, well, I've been running my entire life. I know how to run. I eat every day so I can figure out how to eat along the way. I drink water so I'll know when to consume fluids. I'll do fine. I'm not going to spend a lot of time getting ready. I'm just going to show up and do the thing. I could do that. Now, I may finish because I would crawl across the finish line before I would quit. I may finish, but I'm certainly not going to succeed in the way that I could if I prepare now. You understand this. This is not rocket science. It's very simple. But every morning, 5 times a week, when I go out and run, I follow the schedule that I have, and sometimes it says run 3 or 4 miles. Sometimes it says run 6 or 7 miles. Sometimes it says run 10 or 15 miles. It's different all of the time. But as I go out and run, I'm by myself. No one's watching. There may be some other people out, but I'm largely by myself. No one's watching. I'm just doing the thing that I'm supposed to do, one step at a time. I'm moving across the distance that has been determined for me. Running, if you're not a runner, is absolutely mundane. You think a lot of thoughts in your mind because your mind is free to think thoughts. There's thoughts of what's happening in the world. There are discussions that you're replaying. Eventually, your mind will turn to how you're breathing because your breathing becomes a little more difficult. Maybe how your legs are feeling. Maybe something wrong with your shoes or some other thing that you're dealing with. But it's mundane. It's just pushing forward one step at a time. That's all it is. But I'll tell you this, I know this. My success on May 1st, whatever that will be, I'll tell you my goal. My goal is to finish the 31.1 miles in less than 6 hours. I think that's doable. I've never tried it, though. There are a lot of factors I haven't experienced. I will experience those. Again, I'll let you know how it turns out. But my success on that day, whatever that success looks like, whether it's 6 hours or 7 hours, it's I do really well or I do not as well. My ability to finish in a good way on that day is being determined right now. Right now. Tomorrow, I have on the schedule a 6 mile trail run, which may not sound like a lot, but it is part of the larger plan. And over a number of months, this gets me ready for the race. Tomorrow, as I run 6 miles on some trails, that is aiding in whether or not I am successful on the day of the run. That's mastering the mundane. It's saying I'm going to do what I need to now so that I can be successful then. Here's my encouragement to you today. View everything in your life as preparation for whatever battles may come. Succeed in all of the areas of your life, even those that seem unimportant. Invest in them. Don't discount them. Don't dismiss them. Don't say they're not the big thing. They're not the race day. They're not the thing I want to put a picture out of. Don't dismiss them. Engage in them. Master them. And you will have equipped yourself to win when the real fight comes. Because as we said so many times, winning battles in life is really just putting one foot in front of the other. A couple of things that you need to understand as you look at this. We're talking largely about a mental mindset. I can say right now, when I run that race, I will not quit. I'm going to keep running one foot at a time, one step at a time. I'm going to keep moving. I can say that, and I believe that. But the place I build up the fortitude to do that, mentally and physically, is on the trails around my house, is early in the morning before work. It's as I prepare. It's as I do the mundane in my life. The mindset of I'm not going to quit on the small things builds up the endurance I need when the big things come, to say I'm not going to quit on those either. People who don't quit when the situation is difficult are people who don't quit when it's not. Be devoted, be dedicated, lean in to what you're doing. Understand that life is not about winning, whatever winning is. Life is about forward movement. Are you moving forward? In every area of your life, keep moving. I would say also, we need to get to the point where we redefine success. Man, this is a big one. We don't deal with the mundane. We certainly don't master the mundane. We don't take seriously the boring parts of our life, so-called, because success, as defined by us, is reaching the top of the mountain. It's beating the giant. It's defeating the thing. It's winning the award. That's success. One of the great definitions of success is from Charles Stanley. Charles Stanley is now retired. He's in his 80s, a pastor in Atlanta. He's written so many wonderful things. He wrote a book a number of years ago entitled Success, God's Way. Here's what he says about success. Here's how he defines it. Charles Stanley defines it this way. Success is the continuing achievement of becoming the person God wants you to be and accomplishing the goals God has helped you set. I love that. What is success? It's not achieving the thing. Success is the continuing achievement. It's not getting to the place. It's the continuing achievement. It's continuing of becoming the person God wants you to be. Now, listen to that carefully. Success is the achievement of becoming the person that God wants you to be and accomplishing the goals God has helped you set. Success is moving forward. Success is putting one foot in front of another. Success, in terms that we understand on this podcast, is refusing to die, even though that may be easier, to give up, to quit, to hit it in neutral and just coast. It's refusing to do that and deciding that instead we're going to march. That's success. But you know where that's built? It's built in the everyday, mundane, boring minutia of our lives. When you're committed to your job and committed to your relationships and committed to your responsibilities and committed to all of the stuff in your life that perhaps no one else sees but really make up the bulk of who you are and what you do, when you're committed, then when the battles come, and they will, you will have built in the mental, emotional, relational, perhaps even physical resiliency to move forward. Prepare now. We've said that before. Part of preparing is learning how to master the mundane. We can be successful if only we will. But remember, success is not perfection. Success is continuing on one step after another. Because when the battles of life come, when the enemy is shooting back at you, you only have two choices. We end the same way every week. Two choices. You get to decide, but what will you do? Will you die because it's just easier? Will you quit? Will you give up? Will you decide you'll just go along to get along? You've moved enough. Or will you march? Decide now in the everyday of your life so that when the big events do come, the decision has already been made.
Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.